Hi, my name is Demi from Rockstar Priestess, and welcome to this midwinter meditation to Argante. Let's start by taking 3 deep breaths. Ground and center into your body, feeling your connection to the earth beneath your feet, how you are a part of this earth and connected to the body of the Earth Mother, and your connection to the vast spaciousness of the sky above. Close your eyes. Imagine being surrounded by a white mist. This mist radiates with a white light. It is gentle and it fills the air around you. Feel yourself breathing the white mist in and out, filling your body with pure energy. This mist is going to enter your body with your breath and cleanse and enliven your chakra centers. Now, this is just a quick tune-up. Our white light and consciousness will touch each of our chakras to awaken and engage them. It only takes a moment of our attention. So let's go. See the white mist enter the top of your head and touch your crown chakra. It fills with pure, clear energy, radiating white light. See the white light flow down towards your brow chakra on your third eye. See the indigo chakra that lives there, being filled with pure white energy and radiating. The white light flows down to your throat chakra, located at the base of your throat. This blue chakra glows with this beautiful pure white energy. The energy flows to your heart, and your green heart chakra is saturated with pure, clean energy. Down to your solar plexus chakra, your yellow chakra radiates with pure white energy. The white mist flows down to your orange sacral chakra, which is saturated with a clear, pure white light. And the white light finally flows to your root chakra. Our red, earthy chakra radiates with a clear, cleansed, pure white energy. Remember, the purpose of this is just to quickly touch on all our chakras. Remind them that they exist and awaken them, ready so we can travel to Avalon. Let us focus again on the white mist that surrounds us. Clear, pure, white mist, so thick you can barely see your hand in front of your face. Through the white mist, you see a stone stairway leading upwards. We're going to count down from 9 to 1, concentrating on feeling the cool grey stone beneath our feet as we step up a step with every number. Ready? 9, plant your feet on the first step. 8, moving up to the second. 7, stepping up. 6, 5, 4, feeling the cold grey stone beneath your feet. 3, 2, 1. Up. You find yourself on a grassy bank at the edge of a wide lake under an inky midnight sky. The ground beneath your feet is hard and frozen, blades of grass iced with frost, twinkling in the starlight. As you move, you feel the soft crunching of the frosted grass beneath your feet. You look about you and see bare branches, thorny hawthorn thickets naked under the icy sky. It is midwinter, and the air is cold about you. Freezing mist gathers in ribbons upon the lake in front of you, dancing on the surface of the water. You look up at the sky and see the dazzling Milky Way spread out above you, a million cold stars twinkling in the dark night. The only noise is the gentle lapping of the lake upon the shore. The air is still and silent. You feel peace. Your quest is to visit Argante, the Lady of Avalon. You call out across the lake for the ferryman. You make a high-pitched cry that echoes into the stillness, summoning the barge through the mists. Presently, a long, elegant boat, a barge, emerges from the mist. It is made of a soft grey wood and is so light it almost blends into the mist. The only sound is that of the ferryman dipping his oar in and out of the water as it slowly makes its way to the shore where you stand. The barge pulls up onto the bank and you carefully step into the grey barge and settle into the sheepskin blankets that line the bottom. With a rustle of reeds, the ferryman pushes away from the bank and sets out across the lake. Together, you make your way into the mists, listening to the gentle rhythm of the ferryman's oars as you move out into the lake. The mist grows thicker. What was previously ribbons of mist turns into great swathes. You can barely see the prow of the boat ahead of you and the calm ferryman's presence behind you. You call out into the mist to Argante, Lady of the Lake. Argante, Argante, I call to you. Silver Lady of the Stars. Goddess of the Mirror of Avalon. I journey to meet with you. I yearn to know your wisdom. Part the mists for me, Argante. Unveil your mystery, Argante. The tendrils of mist dissipate around you, and before you, you see the sharp, tall hills and soft valleys of Avalon open up to you, a shadow lit by the stars. The ferryman guides you to the bank of Avalon and pushes through the reeds to the land. You feel the bump as the boat hits the shore. You give the ferryman a silver coin and step out onto the frosty bank. The air is cold, and tendrils of starlit mist curl softly in the shadows of the trees and bushes. A maiden dressed in grey steps out to meet you. She wears a warm smile, and in her arms carries a thick woolen robe for you to wear as you explore this land. You receive the robe and put it on, and tie it at the waist with an intricate silver belt. Before you, you see a stairway made of rough-hewn stone. It cuts into the side of the hill, forming a spiral pathway to the summit. Before you begin to walk the steps, you touch the stones and pray. Argante, I journey to meet you and know your wisdom. Silver Lady, I journey to you. You begin to walk up the spiral steps. As you walk, you move through bony thickets. Naked, empty, the last decaying leaves beneath their branches. You move through naked woodlands, seeing the smooth grey-brown trunks of trees in the starlight, and their empty branches reaching high into the cold air. As you walk past on the spiral steps, you walk up the spiral steps and you break past the forests and the thickets onto the slopes of the hill, grassy slopes covered with frost. You see the trees beneath you, shadowed in the dark night. You see mist gather on the lower slopes of the island and blanket the lake around the hill. You see the starlit sky and the vast Milky Way above you. You take a breath and smell the crisp, clean, sharp winter air, and you are glad of your woolen robe. Here you stand on the steps of Avalon, watching the mist of the other world travel over the land, feeling the peace and the stillness of a midwinter night about you. You keep walking up the spiral steps, past the frosted grass laced with ice. The earth is a beautiful place, and you feel honored to be here, high up on the slopes of Avalon. The spiral path ends. You step off the last grey stone step onto the grass. You reach the summit, high above the lake. You see before you two huge stone circles set into the frozen grass. The outer ring is made of ancient worn stone, covered in moss and lichen, sparkling with frost. You touch these rocks as you pass through, and you feel their ancient energy, their connection to the earth around them, how they have been in existence for millions of years. And you feel the paths of the millennia erode and wear them down. Yet still here they stand. You feel rooted into the earth, connected to this ancient lineage of the stones. You walk towards the second stone circle, held within the first, and see that it is formed of huge crystals reaching towards the sky. These rough-hewn pillars of crystal thrum with energy. Some crystal pillars are completely transparent. Some are milky white. Some are covered in moss and lichen. And some shine clearly in the darkness. You feel their powerful, elevating energy surround you, the hum of their vibration lifting you. And as you pass, you touch a stone. An electric current runs through you, like a breath of icy air on a snowy day, touching every cell of your body and causing you to vibrate with the powerful, elevating energy of these stones. You feel lifted, alive, and expectant. You walk towards the center of the circle, and there you see a tall woman. She is clad in shadow gray and soft, misty lavender, and gazes up at the stars. She is very tall, inhumanly tall. Her face is long, and her long, straight hair shines silver white. She wears a woolen scarf over her hair, wrapped up in robes, and on top of her scarf rests a small, intricate silver crown. The energy coming from her is intense. The air has completely stilled about you. The silence almost has a presence of its own. Expectant, waiting. This is Argante, the Lady of the Lake, Silver Lady of the Stars, Ancient Queen of Avalon. She is as old as the stones and the earth. She has seen all things from the start of time and sees all things until the end of time. Argante turns and looks at you right in the eye with her piercing grey eyes. You feel held in place, and the power coming from her gaze is almost unimaginable. She holds you with her gaze, and you feel her essence. You feel how she sees the greater pattern. The past, the present, and the future intertwined. She sees the movement of the earth and the biggest picture. Looking into her eyes, you feel the awe of looking into the timeless, eternal, unknowable universe itself. She smiles, and you know you are welcome. She moves towards you, this powerful, elegant lady, and says, I am Argante, Queen of the Starry Crown of Avalon. What wisdom do you seek? If you have a question to ask Argante, if you would like some advice from her, now is the time to ask. She will tell you in her own words. It is time to leave the summit. Argante brings you back to the center of the circles. And you thank her for the wisdom she has given you today. It is time to walk back down the pathway. Argante turns to look at the stars again, and you move out of the crystal circle, touching the stones as you pass, out of the stone circle, touching the ancient rocks as you pass through, and back to the spiral stone pathway down the hill. You walk down the spiral steps, past the icy grass, seeing the stillness of the night over the lake, back into the naked woodlands, down into the thickets and bushes. Down back to the bottom of the path. Stepping off the rocks into the grassy space between the lake and the hill. The maiden is waiting for you. She holds your hands, looks you in the eye, and gives you a blessing. The robes are yours to keep. She asks that you remember this energy of Avalon, the energy of the Silver Queen, and asks you to remember that life has a deeper perspective. To remember the wisdom of Argante. You say thank you to the maiden. And you get back in your boat, stepping off the grass, brushing through the reeds and into the grey, sleek barge of Avalon, nestling in with the sheepskins at the bottom of the boat. The ferryman pushes off from the shore, through the reeds, and onto the smooth lake. You watch the island of Avalon move away from you, and then be covered by the mist that follows around you. In the blanketing mist of the lake, all you can hear is the steady drop and pull of the ferryman's oar in the water. You move through the thick stillness of the lake, and presently the mist thins. Where once it was a thick blanket, is slim tendrils and ribbons, and you see the other shore ahead of you. The ferryman guides you towards this shore, and you feel the bump of the boat as it touches the land. You thank the ferryman and give him another silver coin, and pop out of the boat onto the land. You look back at Avalon across the lake. The tallest hills rising out of the mist. And you express gratitude. Once again, the pure, white, clean mist that brought you here fills the air around you. This white energy bathes you in its light, and you feel yourself breathing it in and breathing it out. You see the steps that will take you back down to reality. Are you ready to walk? As I call out the numbers, feel yourself stepping on the stones, walking back down to your body. 1, stepping on the cold stone. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, wiggling your fingers and toes and coming back to reality. Blessed be.